The report cards will rate each school on a scale of 0 to 100. Schools will be classified in one of five categories based on their numerical rating, ranging from significantly exceeding expectations to failing to meet expectations. Lene Tordeau is the assistant superintendent of schools for the Beloit District. She says initially the report cards may cause some confusion.
There's so much to them that I think parents and community in general are going to have a difficult time understanding them. They'll see a number, but that number isn't necessarily reflective of what's happening in the school, especially right now.
DPI calculates the report cards based on the past 3 years of data on student achievement and growth, closing gaps, and college and career readiness. Tordeau says for some schools like Beloit that have made progress recently, the first few years of report cards won't accurately reflect recent successes. The report cards are also factored using new, tougher testing standards. Troy Harsey, the associate superintendent of the La Crosse School District, says the bar has been raised.
The report cards, in my estimation, signal a new era for school accountability. What it means to be college and career ready for our students today is very different than it was even 5, 10, 15 years ago.
The new report cards are part of a new accountability system that was central to the approval of Wisconsin's waiver from the federal No Child Left Behind law. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.